At the Anchorage Division of Elections office today, party observers, some campaign staff, and the occasional candidate watched through a large plate glass window as workers counted ballots in a separate room. Each time a House district was completed, a door opened and two tally ribbons were handed out, one for the Republicans and one for the Democrats. Immediately, the ribbons were scoured for that district's results.
District by district,
yeah.
This is an East Anchorage.
How painful that is.
What did we gain there? Did you do that math for me?
Casey Reynolds spent today observing the vote count for the Republican Party. He was satisfied with the process.
We've been watching the vote counting, and I haven't heard any problems from either the Democrats or the Republicans, so I'd have to say it's going pretty smooth.
Reynolds was neither surprised nor alarmed as the vote tally began to shift, shrinking Don Young's lead over Ethan Berkowitz in the U.S. House race and giving Mark Begich the lead over Ted Stevens for U.S. Senate. He says today's count included a lot of early votes, which typically favor Democrats.
You could see that even in the early votes that were counted on before election night there, that Begich and Berkowitz did very well in that, and so we sort of expected that same percentage to hold for the remainder. I don't know the exact totals at this point, but it seems to approximately be the case, at least here in Anchorage, and so I would imagine it's true across the state. And then the question ballots and the absentees is really where we'll see the movement happen.
Democrat observer and Begich campaign volunteer David Finkelstein agreed that it was impossible to see an overall trend to the count. That was partially due, he said, because of differences between regional election headquarters.
Around the state, every region's counting differently. In Nome, there's no counting occurring, and in Juneau, they're counting potentially all of the different categories, absentees, early voting, and question. In Fairbanks, they appear to be counting the same as Anchorage, the early votes and absentees. The numbers come together at the end of the day. Right now, Mark Begich is doing well, catching up, but that doesn't mean those are going to be the final numbers.
If in several ways the November 4th election was historic for Alaska, Finkelstein says in one way, so is today's post-election tally.
For the first time, we're having counts of absentees when there's been none. Every other election held, there's always been absentee votes counted on election day. So when we, the public, see the result on election day, we're seeing a lot of the absentees. This year, the absentees have not been counted at all. Today's are the first counts. So anyone who tries to guess how well Ted Stevens or Mark Begich is going to do is just shooting in the dark.
Finkelstein himself is a veteran of a close election with a delayed decision. In 1988, he ran for the state house in a race that ended with a two-vote difference and an order by the U.S. Supreme Court requiring a new election. Finkelstein won in the subsequent special election.